the conversation trick that makes anyone like you. In a world where digital communication dominates, the art of face-to-face conversation seems to be fading. Yet, our desire for meaningful connection remains as strong as ever. Whether you're networking at a professional event, meeting new friends, or trying to navigate social situations with grace, the ability to make others feel genuinely appreciated can transform ordinary interactions into memorable connections. What if there was a single, powerful technique that could dramatically increase how much people enjoy talking with you? A conversation strategy so effective that Harvard researchers have studied its impact on likability? The good news is that such a technique exists, and contrary to what many might believe, it has nothing to do with being clever, witty, or the most interesting person in the room. The science of likability, what really makes people like you. Before revealing this powerful conversation trick, it's worth understanding what science tells us about likability. Researchers have spent decades studying what draws people to one another, and the results might surprise you. Likability isn't primarily determined by appearance, status, or even shared interests, though these factors certainly play supporting roles. According to Harvard research, what makes someone truly likable boils down to something much simpler and more profound: how they make others feel during an interaction. When someone walks away from a conversation feeling valued, heard, and important, they associate those positive feelings with the person who created that experience. There is no exercise better for the heart than reaching down and lifting people up. John Holmes. This understanding flies in the face of conventional wisdom about social success. Many people approach conversations thinking they need to impress others with their achievements, knowledge, or humor. They spend enormous energy crafting the perfect story or clever remark, hoping to shine in social situations. But the research suggests this approach is fundamentally flawed. The powerful conversation trick: ask follow-up questions. The conversation trick that makes anyone like you is deceptively simple: ask genuine follow-up questions. That's it. No elaborate techniques, no memorized scripts, no manipulation tactics, just authentic curiosity about the person speaking to you. This technique has been studied extensively, and a three-step Harvard conversation approach confirms that asking follow-up questions significantly increases likability, even for shy or socially anxious people. Why does this work so effectively? Because it shifts the conversation from being about you to being about them, creating a psychologically rewarding experience for your conversation partner. When you ask follow-up questions, you demonstrate several powerful things simultaneously. You've been actively listening, not just waiting for your turn to speak. You find the other person interesting enough to want more information. You value their perspective and experiences. You're present in the conversation, not distracted or disinterested. According to psychological research on conversational dynamics, this simple act activates the reward centers in the brain, creating a positive association with you and the interaction. In essence, you're giving people what they crave most in social situations: the feeling of being truly seen and valued. The psychology behind this powerful technique. Why does asking follow-up questions work so effectively? The answer lies in several fundamental psychological principles that govern human interaction. The self-disclosure reward. Neuroscience has shown that talking about ourselves activates the same pleasure centers in the brain as food and money. When you ask follow-up questions, you're giving someone the opportunity to engage in this rewarding activity, and they unconsciously associate that pleasure with your presence. The validation principle. Every human has a deep desire to feel that their thoughts, feelings, and experiences matter. Follow-up questions validate that the information the person has shared is worthy of further exploration, satisfying this fundamental need for acknowledgement. The reciprocity effect. When you show genuine interest in someone, they feel a natural inclination to return that interest. This creates a positive feedback loop where both parties become increasingly engaged in the conversation, deepening the connection with each exchange. There are numerous psychological principles that enhance likability in the first 15 to 20 minutes of conversation, but asking thoughtful follow-up questions ranks among the most powerful approaches because it leverages multiple principles simultaneously. How to master the art of follow-up questions? Asking follow-up questions sounds simple in theory, but mastering this skill requires both mindfulness and practice. Here's how to implement this powerful technique effectively. 1. Practice active listening. The foundation of good follow-up questions is authentic listening. This means fully concentrating on what the other person is saying rather than formulating your response while they're still speaking. Active listening requires being present, making appropriate eye contact, and giving verbal and nonverbal cues that you're engaged. 2. Look for emotional signals. Pay attention to when someone's voice changes pitch, when they use intensifiers, really, very, extremely, or when their body language shifts. These signals often indicate topics they feel strongly about, perfect opportunities for follow-up questions that deepen the conversation. 3. Use open-ended questions. Avoid questions that can be answered with a simple yes or no. Instead, phrase follow-ups that invite elaboration. What was that experience like for you? How did you come to that conclusion? What do you find most interesting about that? 4. Build upon previous information. Good follow-up questions demonstrate that you've been paying attention by referencing something the person has already mentioned. For example, you mentioned you grew up in Colorado. What was your favorite thing about living there? 5. Practice the pause. After someone finishes speaking, resist the urge to immediately jump in with your own story or opinion. Instead, pause briefly and ask a question that helps them expand on what they've just shared. This listening hack instantly builds rapport by signaling that you are genuinely interested in hearing more. You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. Dale Carnegie. Common mistakes to avoid. While asking follow-up questions is powerful, the execution matters. Here are some common pitfalls to avoid. The interrogation trap. Firing question after question without sharing anything about yourself can make people uncomfortable. Balance is key. Show interest through questions, but also contribute to the conversation when appropriate. Predictable or generic questions. Questions like "Where are you from?" or "What do you do?" are standard conversation starters, not thoughtful follow-ups. Push yourself to ask questions that show genuine curiosity about the unique aspects of what someone has shared. Distracted questioning. If you're checking your phone, scanning the room, or otherwise distracted while asking questions, people will sense your insincerity. Focused attention builds rapport and is essential for this technique to work. Competitive listening. Avoid listening merely to find an opening to share your own, presumably more impressive, story. This defeats the purpose of the follow-up question technique and undermines connection rather than strengthening it. Surface-level engagement. Not all follow-up questions are created equal. So what happened next? Might continue the conversation, but deeper questions that explore motivations, feelings, or perspectives create more meaningful connections. Real-world applications, beyond social settings. The power of follow-up questions extends far beyond cocktail parties and networking events. This technique can transform your effectiveness in virtually any interpersonal situation. Leadership and management. Great leaders ask questions that change minds and create buy-in. By using follow-up questions during team meetings or one-on-ones, leaders gain deeper insights into team dynamics, uncover hidden issues, and make team members feel valued and understood. Sales and negotiation. Sales professionals who master the art of the follow-up question discover client needs that might otherwise remain hidden. Rather than pushing products, they build trust through genuine curiosity, leading to stronger client relationships and more successful outcomes. Romantic relationships. Many relationship experts point to communication quality as a key predictor of relationship satisfaction. Asking thoughtful follow-up questions keeps romantic connections fresh by demonstrating ongoing interest in your partner's inner world. Conflict resolution. When tensions rise, follow-up questions can de-escalate conflict by shifting from confrontation to understanding. Questions like "Can you help me understand what's making this so important to you?" create space for resolution. Parenting. Children who feel heard by their parents develop stronger self-esteem and communication skills. Follow-up questions signal to children that their thoughts and feelings matter, building trust and openness in the relationship. As social dynamics experts have noted, this conversation trick instantly makes you more attractive in various contexts because it taps into the universal human desire to feel significant. Advanced techniques, taking follow-up questions to the next level. Once you've mastered the basics of asking follow-up questions, you can enhance your effectiveness with these advanced approaches. Reflective questions. These questions paraphrase what the person has said and invite confirmation or clarification. "It sounds like that experience was really transformative for you. Would you say it changed your perspective on your career?" Reflective questions show deep engagement with what's been shared and create space for the speaker to refine their thoughts. Value-based questions. These questions gently probe the underlying values and beliefs that inform someone's choices or opinions. "What values were guiding you when you made that difficult decision?" Value-based questions create opportunities for meaningful connection around shared principles and help you understand the person on a deeper level. Future-oriented questions. These questions build on what someone has shared about their past or present and invite them to project forward. Given that experience, how do you see it influencing your approach to similar situations in the future? Future-oriented questions demonstrate that you see the person as evolving and are interested in their ongoing story, not just what has already happened. Contrast questions. These questions invite comparison between different experiences or perspectives the person has mentioned. You've described your experiences in both large corporations and startups. How would you compare the creative freedom in those environments? Contrast questions often elicit nuanced responses that reveal subtle aspects of someone's thinking that might otherwise remain unexplored. Appreciative questions. These questions focus on positive aspects of what's been shared. What did you enjoy most about that challenging project? Or what strengths did you discover in yourself through that experience? Appreciative questions create a positive emotional tone while inviting meaningful reflection. They show that you are interested in the person's growth and successes, not just their struggles or challenges. The single sentence that makes people feel valued. Beyond follow-up questions, there's another powerful tool in the likability toolkit, acknowledgement. Learning how to make people feel valued with a single sentence can amplify the effectiveness of your follow-up questions. This might sound like, "That's such an insightful observation, I hadn't thought about it from that perspective before." Or, "The way you handled that situation shows remarkable courage." These acknowledgments, when sincere and specific, validate not just what the person has shared, but who they are. Combined with thoughtful follow-up questions, they create a powerfully positive conversational experience. Measuring success, how to know if you are getting better. As you practice the art of follow-up questions, how can you tell if you are improving? Here are some signs that your conversation skills are enhancing likability. Conversation duration increases, people enjoy talking with you longer. Depth of disclosure deepens, people share more personal or meaningful information. Body language opens up, you notice more relaxed postures and increased eye contact. You receive reciprocal interest, others begin asking you thoughtful questions as well. Future interactions are initiated, people seek you out for additional conversations. You receive direct feedback, comments like "This has been such a nice conversation" or "I really enjoy talking with you." These indicators suggest that your follow-up questions are creating the positive emotional experience that builds likability and connection. Why this works? The paradox of likability. The effectiveness of follow-up questions reveals a fascinating paradox. We become more likable not by trying to be liked, but by genuinely liking others. When we demonstrate authentic interest through thoughtful questions, we create the conditions for connection far more effectively than when we try to impress or entertain. This approach is powerful because it's sustainable and authentic. You don't need to be someone you're not or develop an elaborate persona. You simply need to nurture your natural curiosity about others and give it expression through thoughtful questions. People may forget what you said, but they will never forget how you made them feel. Maya Angelou. Conclusion. In our hyper-connected yet increasingly disconnected world, the ability to make others feel truly seen and heard has become rare and therefore even more valuable. The simple act of asking genuine follow-up questions offers something precious, the gift of your full attention. This conversation trick works not because it's clever or manipulative, but because it responds to a fundamental human need for connection and validation. In a world of constant distraction, choosing to be fully present and curious about another person is both revolutionary and profoundly attractive. As you practice this technique, remember that the goal isn't merely to be liked, but to create meaningful connections. When you approach conversations with genuine curiosity and interest, likability becomes not the target but the natural byproduct of authentic engagement. The most beautiful aspect of this approach is its reciprocal nature. By creating space for others to feel heard and valued, you often receive the same in return. What begins as a technique for likability can evolve into a practice that enriches your social experience and deepens your understanding of the fascinating humans around you. So the next time you find yourself in conversation, resist the urge to impress. Instead, ask a thoughtful follow-up question, then watch as the magic of genuine connection unfolds.